Free Talk Live. If you're shown, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here in hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, so enjoy all that. On us, those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you money. They want to charge you up to like $7 a month, some of them do, for access to their sites. Ours is free, and we've got more stuff. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Adam in Oregon. Trying him again. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Adam? Oregon. Trying for the second time. Gone. Let's try Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, good evening.
Hey,
some time ago, you discussed the Baker Act, which is a law down in Florida.
Yeah.
Yes, and that allows people to be essentially thrown into a psychiatric ward for 72 hours based on nothing more than an accusation from another person, I believe.
Well, yeah, they need a professional.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that.
Well,
anyway,
a person can talk to a professional and get it done.
Gotcha.
Okay, now, as it happens, cops went and took a 47-year-old gentleman in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Deputy, they went there and they took a guy to the Bridgeway Center. And he had been uncooperative when he was taken to the Bridgeway Center. Okay, deputies picked up Roman Monday afternoon for an involuntary examination under the Baker Act. He had been uncooperative when he was taken to the Bridgeway Center and transferred to the Fort Walton Beach Medical Center, where he later escaped. Okay. Now, deputies found Roman and took him back to the hospital, but not before the man kicked out a patrol car window. Okay. Early Tuesday morning, deputies learned Roman had escaped again and barricaded himself in his childhood home. Okay.
In his childhood home? Did it no longer belong to him?
His childhood home, well, his dad had passed away and left the house vacant. And so he went there. And the special response team and the crisis negotiation unit tried to talk to him. And then here comes the fun part. Okay. The SRT and negotiators got no further. This is 6 o'clock a.m. Tuesday. The SRT and negotiators got no further response and went into the home about 6 a.m. Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Roman shot Sheriff's Deputy Anthony Forgione, who was later pronounced dead at the Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. Deputies returned fire, and Roman died at the scene.
Tragic.
Now, Roman was killed by enemy fire in combat on the battlefield. That's not suicide. So he goes straight to heaven, because resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. The cop.
They could have just left this guy alone, right? I mean, what would they? Why did they call him into the Baker Act in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe his papers were not in order. But in any case, see, if somebody guns down a cop in that situation and lives to tell about it, remember, here's the way to look at it. If he was crazy, then they have to say not guilty by reason of insanity. And if he wasn't crazy, why were they trying to bring him to the mental institution? You know,
it's all very interesting.
Crazy. He had every right to open fire.
And now we'll never know.
Yeah, I don't think those cops had any business going into that man's, if it was his father's had died and, you know, likely he was somewhere, he could make some kind of claim to that house. They didn't have any reason to be going into that man's house, as far as I'm concerned.
They were trying to help him, Mark. They were trying to help him.
So they shot him to death?
So that one is joins the one that was taken out on April 4th of 2004 in Asheville, North Carolina, trying to take a guy to a mental institution. This is what it takes to just say no to drugs.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate
hearing
from
you. By the way,
You're still there.
I was interviewed today by the Telegraph's editorial board.
Because you're running for U.S. Senate, right?
That's right. That's Nashua Telegraph, or what they used to be called, but that's the daily paper around here
in New Hampshire.
And, so I should be in tomorrow's edition.
Hey, great. Very good.
Okay.
Did you say anything that they would that would be particularly interesting and newsworthy?
Oh, I never talk about anything controversial, you know.
Okay.
That.
Okay, good.
Thanks,
bye.
Tom. Good luck. 800-259 9231, totally unnecessary deaths. Neither of those two people had to die. And the cops, they didn't have to be there. They could have left that guy alone. If he was actually harming another person, well, okay, then arrest him and charge him with the what you need to charge him with. But he, we didn't hear anything about that. They went and Baker acted him, which yep. usually doesn't mean someone is doing damage or harming another person.
Generally, no.
More mission creep.
So 800-259-9231 is the number for you, and you can bring up anything. Let's talk about Ron Paul for a little bit. We haven't talked about old Ron Paul in a while since he dropped out of the Republican presidential race, although some have suggested he only suspended his campaign. So maybe if old John McCain has a heart attack or gets disqualified because he wasn't born in America, maybe old Ron Paul will come back at the last minute. But that doesn't seem likely. That all said, what is going on with his campaign, Wayne, or what remains of it?
Well, from StarTribune.com out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota area, planned Ron Paul rally blossoms into three-day mini-convention. Supporters of Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul have ramped up plans for a local counterweight to the GOP's national convention in September. Not content with a planned rally at the University of Minnesota's Williams Arena on September 2nd, the Paul forces now plan a three-day rally for the Republic that will climax in a 10-hour extravaganza at Target Center in Minneapolis.
They sure go big when they go for it, don't they?
They do. Well, you know, when you go big, it shows that you know, there's a lot of people behind you. There's a lot of money. They believe strongly in what they're doing. So I'm for going big.
Yeah, so they came up with the idea of an alternative convention at a time when thousands of journalists will already be in the Twin Cities area.
Thousands of journalists will likely completely ignore the alternative convention. But it's a good idea.
I like
the idea.
And in addition to the Target Center rally, the three-day event will include volunteer training, meetings, and a book signing by Paul. We're not just looking at this November, Stebbins said. Stebbins is the organizer. There's 2010, 2012. The Republican Party is not a barge that you can turn around in a single year. Several conservative
That's
activists...
That's right. We need lifetimes, several lifetimes to retake the Republican Party and finally win liberty back for the rest of America. Look, I like what these people believe. I like most of what they have to say for the most part about liberty and freedom, but I just don't agree with the methods. I think it's a big waste of money and time and effort, but if they want to keep pedaling on that particular, you know, bicycle, or I guess not bicycle's not the word, like if they want to keep...
Treadmill,
that's the word. They want to keep going on that treadmill, then they'll figure it out eventually. And in fact, the Free Staters will be there, from what I understand, doing more outreach to the Ron Paulites to help them understand that there is no future in national politics and they should come to New Hampshire and get active here.
And by the way, for anybody who wants to go, the tickets do go on sale this Friday and they cost $17.76 a piece.
Cute.
It is.
For the whole weekend? That's pretty good.
I'm for what they're doing. I can't say that I'm not. I'm sort of like you. I'm burnt out and disappointed, and it seems unlikely to me that anything's going to get done on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the only thing that could, you know, the only answer that makes any kind of sense is secession for the state that I'm in. Good luck with all you other people in all your other states.
Get out while you're getting good.
I think that most of these Ron Paul supporters, you know, some of them are just, you know, they won't move. You know, they're willing to support Ron Paul from where they are, but their roots are so firmly planted wherever they are, they won't move for the Free State Project. And the others haven't heard about the Free State Project and don't really know much about it. And some of them may believe that it's not going to work, or, you know, the skeptical, that kind of thing.
Of course. But that said, it's a great group of prospects for the Free State Project to be out there talking to, and so good on them for going out and doing that. So a weekend-long counter convention almost, and I wonder, what's the expected turnout for the Republican convention? Does anybody have an idea? Like, what was it in 2004?
I don't have a number, but they're saying it'll be lower than 2004, last I heard.
And didn't you also mention, I don't know if it was on the air or off, but that this is the biggest venue in the area?
Yes, it is.
So it's bigger than the Republican venue?
I guess the Republican venue is in St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
At the XL Energy Center.
I got the impression it was like down the street or something like that. I guess I got that wrong.
And this is in Minneapolis.
Well,
the Target Center.
Minneapolis-St. Paul is pretty much the same area, though.
Yeah, it's the Twin Cities. Yeah. But the Target Center is a big place.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We also haven't heard anything from Paul Craig Roberts in a while, and he is I don't know if he'd consider himself a former Republican, but he's got a thing or two to say about the Republicans. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. You can save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internkenobs.com. They have friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, poles, and more at internobs.com. If you're going to buy poles, check with Internobs after you've gone to, you know, the big stores and all that other stuff. You're going to get them. They have everything there, everything that you can need, and you're going to get more cheaply. Use code FTL to save 10 additional percent.
1-800-259-9231. By the way, we were talking with Sam from the Obscured Truth Network a few moments back in hour number two, and he did mention that a new video will be posted shortly. It is online on his website at obscuredtruth.com. So you're going to be one of the first to catch that if you go there now at obscuredtruth.com. And we go back, or not back, but to the phones. We talked to Manuel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Manuel.
Hi, good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk briefly about, you know, in the market, you rarely see places that are totally congested most of the time, especially in the most important times of the day. But yet, when it comes to road, we get just the exact opposite. You know, I think that especially, you know, in large cities, I realize that, you know, there's millions of people living there. But still, you know, it just isn't it sort of weird that after decades, you still have, you know, if you want to go from, like, the suburbs of Northern Virginia and Maryland to the D.C. area, it's going to take you hours and hours, and it's just a mess. But, you know, in the market, I don't think if you had a market for roads, it would probably be a little different. Maybe you would have a different pricing structure. Something would be different. But
well, that's true, but the markets didn't create the roads in these cities. They were centrally planned, and they encouraged life in the suburbs, basically, because they encouraged the use of cars. Which is probably a bit mercantilist. They were helping the oil companies, whatever other industry, like General Motors, for example. But really, that's not the most efficient way to live, is to live far away from a city and have to commute in bumper-to-bumper traffic. But that's one of the unintended consequences of central planning.
Yep, that's right. You know, as you say, it's just more than just the roads. It's the whole layout of the city, you know, all the subsidies and taxes and, you know, where the houses are built and where, so it's a mess.
Yep. Well, as the bureaucrats said in the case earlier, where the Supreme Court in South Dakota made it very clear that they have no liability for any problems you encounter on the road that might result in you being harmed, they said they have no duty to you. So they have no duty to expand the road system. They have no obligation to provide you with decent roads to drive on. You should be happy, citizen, that you even have a road to drive on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess I have to be glad that at least we get a little bit, you know.
And the thing is, with a marketplace, the roads would be able to expand as necessary. If businesses wanted to get more people to them, they could invest whatever money was necessary to expand the road structure in order to make that possible, and they would have it in their best interest, if indeed that was what their interests were, to expand capacity to do it, and to get it done quickly and to get it done efficiently. But if capacity expands for the government roads, their owners or the controllers, the bureaucrats that make these decisions, they have no vested interest in this game. They don't care if it takes 10 more years to expand the roads out from there. In fact, many road plans take 10 years in order to actually complete. And, you know, they have no interest whatsoever in being efficient. They have no interest whatsoever in making anybody happy. So, of course, we're stuck with the same crap-ass roads we've had for the longest time.
Yeah, and the prices are incredible. I don't know if you've heard about this project going to Massachusetts. They're trying to build, like, some sort of tunnel or road, and it's costing them billions. And everyone pays because you're a taxpayer, even if you don't use it, or if you don't use it as much as the average taxpayer. So everyone gets injured here. It's terrible.
Yeah, there's been a lot of federal funds involved, too, which are all of our money, even if you don't live in Massachusetts, on the Big Dig, for example. Is that the one you're referring to?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one, the Big Dig, yeah.
You know, we've had people on the air suggest that, well, you have to follow the rules of the road. You signed a piece of paper that said you would when you got a driver's license, but they're making me pay for the roads. I mean, I'm obligated to pay for these damn things, and, you know, of course I've been coerced into signing this piece of paper so that your thugs won't come out and drag me off the first time they stop me.
So, Manuel,
yes,
did you call to...
that's an extortion.
So, did you call to just complain about the roads we have, or do you have a solution? Like, what do you think? How can we get from where we are today with this government-controlled road situation to a true situation of private property where roads are indeed privately controlled?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sort of a road engineer, but, I mean, I think, just telling people about it, I don't know, I mean, on one side, you can tell people just to avoid, getting driver's licenses if they don't want to. You know, I don't think they should, of course, but, you know, building an entire road, I mean, it might be possible, and and try to compete, or at least make a statement.
I think that would take a lot of capital. I think to actually build your own road, you'd have to acquire the property first in order to build that road. It could be done, but it would require a lot of capital. I think we should start small, because right now, at least here in New Hampshire, with the activists we have, we don't really have. While a lot of people have entrepreneurial ideas, they may not necessarily have the capital to back them up. And I think that if you started small, for instance, with maybe a company or some sort of charity or whatever, however you want to organize it, that goes around and fixes road problems before the government can fix them and takes contributions from people or something like that. That's just a real basic idea of something that could happen, to where you could show people, look, we're out here doing this and we're doing it better and we're doing it cheaper. How about you spend some of your money on us, take some of your property taxes and send it over this way, and we'll get these roads fixed and we'll get them repaired in, you know, half the time and for half the cost that the government people did. That way they'd actually have some real tangible successes they could point to, and maybe something they could build off of into the future. How do you feel about that? And he's gone, I guess. Bye, Manuel. 800-259-9231.
In my town, you can go to the road, the road crew office, and if you see a pothole, you can go to the road crew office and get some of the patch stuff that they have and go fill it yourself.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, you know. It's a little town, and these things are easier to handle in little towns. We don't have a fire department eating up our tax money. We don't have a police department eating up our tax money. And
you don't even have a cop.
There's no cop. No, there's a constable, which is an elected position.
Now wait a minute. If we need the government here to protect us, and without the government, then we're going to have chaos. Why is it that there aren't people just going all robbing houses and stuff?
It's not an entirely fair comparison if you're saying that there is no cop in my town.
Yeah, but it's not like there's a cop that's going to roll by and see something going down.
It may very well, because there's usually three state police, if not more, on duty at any time in the county.
Yeah, but they're pulling over people for speeding. You know, people suggest...
But I live on a highway.
Yeah, but people suggest, Mark, that the presence of the police is an important factor in reducing crime.
And there's generally a cop present somewhere in the immediate vicinity of my town.
There's a cop in the county somewhere, but there's
usually
no cop
in my town. They like to hang out there.
You're telling me that having one armed man in a car somewhere in the county is enough of a presence to scare away these would-be criminals from robbing and plundering?
All I'm saying is not an entirely fair scenario.
It shoots some holes in the claim that we need cops all everywhere.
There's an island that I was at in the Caribbean that has no anything on it except for, the residents. There's like 300 or 400 residents. No cop
They're
at all.
Killing one
if
another?
If you have a killing
Raping?
Situation, you can call one from the neighboring island.
More coming up. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all that on us, including the updates and live streams, bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away at freetalklive.com, so enjoy it all on us. And if you want to help support the show, then vote for us. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. While we are currently in first place at the podcastalley.com voting competition that they hold monthly there, we are only in first place by something like 13 votes, so we really need to shore up our vote count for the rest of the month to make sure that we finish out July and at the number one position, and hopefully we can start August with a bang and stay number one all month long. But we need your help, and if you get a vote in the month of July, you are qualified. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll only take you a moment. You only need your email address, and it's free. Go to vote.freetalklive.com, and we would appreciate it very much. Paul Craig Roberts. We've read some articles by Paul Craig Roberts before in the past. It's been a while since we've shared one with you. He's been busily cranking them out, though, I can tell you that. He's the former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury and former Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal. Also was, again, involved during the Reagan administration and was a Republican. I don't know if he still considers himself a Republican, but he certainly has a few things to say about them.
About the Republicans, yes.
I want to hear it.
He says, this from LouRockwell.com, Republicans are sending around the Internet a photo of a cute little boy whose T-shirt reads, "The mess in my pants is nothing compared to the mess Democrats will make of this country if they win November 2nd. One can only wonder at the insouciance of this message. Are Republicans unaware of the amazing mess the Bush regime has made? It's impossible to imagine a bigger mess. Republicans have us at war in two countries as a result of Republican lies and deceptions. And we might be in two more wars, Iran and Pakistan, by November. We've alienated the
Seems like they're trying.
They've alienated the entire Muslim world and most of the rest. In fact, he uses the term we here quite a bit. I'm going to attempt to replace it with they.
Okay.
Because it's them that's doing these things, not Paul Craig Roberts or any of us here. The dollar has lost 60% of its value against the euro, and the once mighty dollar is losing its reserve currency role around the world. The Republicans' policies have driven up the price of both oil and gold by 400%. Inflation is in the double digits. Remember, the government's own numbers are around 9% now, from what I understand about inflation.
Wow.
Well, not the core rate is what they quote on TV all the time. That's around 4.
Oh, really? Yeah. I heard something. Was it 9?
That's the one where they take out housing,
fuel,
energy, food. food. I mean, everything that you need, that you know, it's just that most of your money spent on, they take that out.
Complete joke.
So the Republican economy in the 21st century has been unable to create net new jobs for Americans except for low-wage domestic services such as waitresses, bartenders, retail clerks, and hospital orderlies. Republican deregulation brought about fraud and mortgage lending and dangerous financial instruments which have collapsed the housing market, leaving a million or more homeowners facing foreclosure. The financial system is in disarray and might collapse from insolvency. The trade and budget deficits have exploded. The U.S. trade deficit is larger than the combined trade deficits of every deficit country in the world. And the U.S. can no longer finance its wars or its own government and relies on foreign loans to function day to day. To pay for its consumption, the U.S. sells its existing assets, companies, real estate, toll roads, whatever it can, whatever it can offer to foreigners. Republicans have run roughshod over the U.S. Constitution, Congress, the courts, and civil liberties. Republicans have made it perfectly clear that they believe that our civil liberties make us unsafe, precisely the opposite view of the Founding Fathers. Yet Republicans regard themselves as the patriotic party. The Republicans have violated the Nuremberg prohibitions against war crimes, and they violated the Geneva Conventions against torture and abuse of prisoners. Republican disregard for human rights ranks with that of history's great tyrants. The Republicans have put in place the foundation for a police state. Some would argue it's already a police state. I'm confident that the Democrats, too, will make a mess, but can they beat this record? We must get the Republicans totally out of power, or we'll have no country left for the Democrats to mess up. I say this as a person who's done much for, or as much for, the Republican Party as anyone. I helped to devise and to get implemented an economic policy that cured stagflation and brought Republicans back into the into political competition after Watergate. If I could have looked into a crystal ball and seen that under a free trade banner, Republicans would enable corporate executives to pay themselves millions of dollars in performance pay for deserting American workforces and hiring foreigners in their place, thus destroying the aspirations and careers of millions of Americans, I never would have helped the Republicans. If a crystal ball had revealed that the neo-con Republican Party could launch wars of naked aggression against countries that posed no threat to the United States, I would have shouted my warnings even earlier. The neocon Republican Party is the greatest threat America has ever faced. And let me tell you why. How many Republicans can you name who respect and honor the Constitution? There are Ron Paul. He actually includes Bob Barr here. And who else? The ranks of Republican constitutional supporters.
Jeff Flake is, you know, rated pretty highly by the Republican Liberty Caucus. I'd say he does pretty well. I'd say all of them have their downfalls.
He says the ranks of Republican constitutional supporters quickly grow thin. The reason is that Republicans view the Constitution as a coddling device for criminals and terrorists. Republicans think the Constitution could be set aside for evildoers and kept in place for everyone else. But without the Constitution, we have only the government's word as to who is an evildoer.
Right.
And this would be the word of the same infallible government that told us Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction that were on the verge of being used against America. The same infallible government that told us that Guantanamo prison held 770 of the most dangerous persons alive, and then after stealing 5 years of their lives, quietly released 500 of the 770 as mistaken identities. Republicans think the United States is the salt of the earth, and that American hegemony over the rest of the world is not only justified by our great virtue, but necessary to our safety. People this full of hubris are incapable of judgment, and people incapable of judgment should never be given power. Republicans have no sympathy for anyone but their own kind. How many Republicans do you know who care a hoot about the plight of the poor, the jobless, the medically uninsured, the government programs that Republicans...
Well, I think that, citizens that call themselves, the average folks that call themselves Republicans, they care a great deal about these things and try to help those people. If you're talking about Republican politicians, I don't know that many Republican politicians. All I know is by their actions, and by their actions, it looks to me like they just want to stuff money in their pockets and, abuse their power.
He says, I have yet to hear any of my Republican friends express any concern whatsoever for the 1.2 million Iraqis who have died and the 4 million who have been displaced as a result of Bush's gratuitous invasion. Many tell me that the 5- and 6-year-long wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are due to wimpy Americans who don't have the balls it takes, puts that in quotes, to win. Killing and displacing a quarter of the Iraqi population is just a wimpy result of a population that lacks testosterone, according to these people. Real Americans, according to them, would have killed them all by now.
Yeah, you hear it all the time. I don't know how to solve this this problem that we have in the Middle East, so let's kill them all. I mean, it is sick. It's the most disgusting thing.
Well,
who are these people? And they're voting?
Macho patriotic Republicans are perfectly content for U.S. foreign policy to be controlled by Israel. Republican evangelical Christian churches teach their congregations that America's purpose in the world is to serve Israel. And these are the flag wavers.
You know, I'm fine that Israel gets to do what it wants in the Middle East. I think that Israel is a sovereign country that should be able to do what it wants. And I think if we left the Middle East, which is we don't belong there at all, that Israel would probably mop the floor with those people because we no longer had them on a leash. That's my opinion. I don't know. But that's their issue to deal with, not mine.
Neoconservatives such as Billy Crystal insist that loyalty to the country means loyalty to the government, and thus criticizing the government for launching wars of aggression and for violating constitutionally protected civil liberties is, according to neoconservatives, a disloyal act. In the neoconservative view, there's no place for the voice of citizens. The government makes the decisions, and the loyal citizens support whatever those are. In the neocon political system, there's no liberty and no democracy and no debate. Dissenters are traitors. The neoconservative magazine Commentary wants the New York Times indicted for telling Americans the Bush regime was caught violating the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act by spying on Americans without obtaining warrants. And note that neoconservatives think it's a criminal act for a newspaper to tell its readers that the government is spying on them illegally. More, a little more here from Paul Craig Roberts, and then your calls to wrap things out here. Fred on the line, Andy. And Will, your calls here all coming up. Take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help us support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. It's money that we take and reinvest into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's a good thing, you like that, then help us out by going and getting on board with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. The details are all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. A few more words from Paul Craig Roberts, and we continue with your calls. He is tearing the Republicans up, and he's a former Republican. He's somebody who worked in the Reagan administration. So it's not like you can just say, well, he's just a Democrat. He hates Republicans. No, he's
and
been
everything
watching.
He says, and everything he says, you know, just, it's true.
He's been watching very carefully what has happened, and he is ashamed to have even been involved with these people before. And as he points out, I mean, he agrees the Democrats will make a mess, too. But there were, how could they possibly do worse than this administration? I suppose it could happen.
But by worse, you mean markedly worse. Yeah. You know, it depends on your perspective.
True, things will get worse because they'll build on what's already bad. Right. So it's going to be worse in 4 years either way.
Yeah, looking back now, the Clinton administration was like a walk through the park.
Oh, yeah. Clinton was like Thomas Jefferson compared to these guys.
Don't tell
yeah.
that to the people in Waco.
Well, yeah, true. Right. I mean, we're just comparing here. Anyway, judging by their behavior, he says, a number of Democrats go along with the neocon view. Thus, the Democrats don't offer a greatly different profile. They went along with the views that corporate profits and the war on terror take precedence over everything else, and they've not used the congressional power that the electorate gave them in the 2006 elections. People yep. elected Democrats en masse to change things and to, you know, do something about the war, and they've done nothing.
Well, the presidential candidate here for the for the Democratic Party voted for this FISA nonsense that just went through last week, you know, and gave immunity to the telecoms.
And he's talking about war with Iran, too, right?
And more troops in Pakistan.
Not war with Iran, more troops in Afghanistan.
From what I understood, he yes. said there was no options that have been taken off the table as far as Iran is concerned.
He may very well have said that, but I don't
Which
know.
Which means he's willing to kill people. kill children, kill grandmothers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, however,
as a politician, you know, as the president, you have to be willing to kill people to get elected around here.
However, Democrats, or at least some of them, do care about the Constitution. If it weren't for Democratic appointees to the federal courts and the ACLU, which is, as he says, an essentially a Democratic organization, the Bush regime would have completely destroyed our civil liberties. Some Democrats are bleeding hearts who actually care about suffering people they don't know and who think that we have obligations to others. Have you ever heard of a bleeding heart Republican? He says, traditionally, Democrats objected whenever policies resulted in a handful of rich people capturing all of the income gains from the economy, and there might still be a few such Democrats left. Looking at the Republican mess, I doubt that Democrats, try as they may, can equal it. Though, maybe we'll find out 4 years from now. And, you know, really, what's the damn difference? There really isn't that much of a difference between the two. And to suggest that one party or the other is going to do anything at all to clean things up in Washington
is fantasy. It's exactly how do you want the country to deteriorate into, a husk of what it was. Do you want it to deteriorate?
A fascist husk?
Right, or a socialist husk. Really. What do you want?
True. And you know something you hear from a lot of Democrats, they say, well, we want to repeal the Bush tax cuts. Well, Bush didn't really cut taxes. He just changed the composition of the taxation. He went to more inflation versus more and less over-the-board taxation. But he's actually increased our taxes a great deal because of inflation.
Let's go to the most invasive, the
insidious.
Worst, most insidious tax. Let us go to the phones, talk to Fred in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I could have Paul Craig Roberts' pension. I'd be very, 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 very rich.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, no.
You know, I mean, it's nice for these guys that start complaining about government after they leave government and
right.
they get that pension. But you guys keep on talking about the free market.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, we have not had a free market in this country starting.
Ever.
It started to shut down under the 14th Amendment, 1868, and it's been going downhill ever since then. Then you had, if you owned a business, can you hire who you want to hire at that business?
No.
Because why?
Because, among other things, discrimination laws.
You can hire who you want.
Action.
Well, you can hire who you want, you just have to be careful.
Affirmative action was a result of the 14th Amendment. Yeah, you know, and all that stuff is all part of the whole scenario. It's shoved down our throats for years, and people are buying into all this garbage.
Well, it's
actually saying last week, or a couple of days ago, that your property taxes in New Hampshire are $5,000 a month, a year.
A year, yeah.
What do you live in? A million-dollar home?
$200,000
home.
Yeah.
That's pretty optimistic under today's market.
Yeah, it might be worth
maybe 175,
maybe 180. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that's awfully high. Who are you paying with all that money?
Bunch
Where's
of
all that money going?
Well, take into consideration that Ian lives in the highest tax town in New Hampshire. He decided when he was going to take on the bull, he was going to take it on at the horns, and he moved into the highest tax town.
Second highest, Berlin.
Why
is that's the highest
tax.
Rate? But
does it have
Berlin's,
the biggest amount of government employees.
What, no, I'm sorry. Just a second. Let me finish what Ian said. That's the highest rate, but the property values in Berlin are nothing.
They're in the tank. That's true.
So what were you saying? I'm sorry, Fred.
Does it have a huge amount of government employees in that area? Where
they
you
must.
Live?
I don't know, man.
Because
I don't
the
know.
Money's going somewhere.
Well, in New Hampshire, there's no sales tax or income tax, so the property taxes, a portion of them go to the state. So the state has all their pet projects and their universities.
Not that much goes to the state. I mean, it's something like 5%.
It's going to schools. 5% going to schools.
Yes. Well, about 60% goes to the schools.
Yeah, they dump a lot of money into schools here.
And they still
in Montana, 90% of your total school budget goes to salaries and benefits.
I'll bet.
90% of your total school budget goes to salaries and benefits. That doesn't leave much for the children.
No, it doesn't. It's surprising when you think about buildings. Are there separate funds for buildings? Because buildings cost a lot. Books don't cost much.
Yeah, they seem to get
all part of the budget.
They seem to have to get separate approvals for new buildings and things like that.
Well, they get levies. They get that kind of crap, and people buy into it. But when I keep on saying it, 90% of your school budget goes to salaries and benefits.
Yeah,
those people are very highly paid.
Well,
they retire 25 years, fabulous pension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm
it's
sorry,
awful.
It's all garbage.
Yep.
Then you say about the stores, then you say about private businesses running, building our roads. Well, where are they going to get the money to build the roads? They'll have to jack up the prices of everything they sell in order to get the capital to do the things you're saying.
Well, they already pay high prices. You know, you already pay their taxes included right. in their costs.
Those businesses are already paying the most property taxes of anyone in the entire
That's
city,
right.
and so they are already you're already paying.
They're
those
already
taxes.
Paying the roads.
If
Likely,
anything,
the roads would cost less to
correct.
Build because the government wouldn't be involved.
So, if anything, prices would go down as a result.
No, they
of them
wouldn't
lowering
have to trouble
costs.
Because they would dictate. Just like here in Montana, if you have a private sector, say you have a government sector that goes to private sector. They dictate what salaries you have to pay. They dictate what benefits you have to pay. I'm sorry, you don't have a free market.
There isn't a free market. We're only arguing for a free market, Fred. We're not saying that there has ever been one.
I know what you're saying, and I love the idea of a free market.
Well, that's what we need to get to, and the only way we're going to get there is by people non-cooperating with these government goons, because they sure as hell aren't going to hand you a free market on a platter.
No.
You're going to have to stop paying those property taxes and stop cooperating with their damn system, and until people get the courage to do that, nothing's going to change. Fred, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to unscreened calls here on the amp lines. Hello, who is this? Hello, going
Hello?
Once, going twice. Speak up. Let's try another line. Who's this? You're on the amp line.
This is Free Marketeer from New Hampshire.
Free Marketeer, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you guys think about factions and how that relates to the success or, you know, not success of the Free State Project in New Hampshire.
Factions? Like what?
Yeah, factions. Well, like, you know, in James Madison's paper, you know, Federalist Number 10, he talks about political factions, and he says that, you know, there are basically two ways to control factions, that you can basically get rid of them by removing the causes for the factions,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically by, you know, just making moot the point by which the factions banded together in the first place.
I don't know if I understand quite what you're getting at, and we're really short on time. When you say factions, what are you referring to?
Well, a faction. It's a group of people. That
right, but which factions are you talking about?
Within the Free State Project?
In the context of the Free State Project, it's people that have banded together politically to achieve a certain political goal, which is more liberty in our lifetime.
But not all Free Staters are political.
So we can remove those causes to get rid of the faction, or, you know, in James Madison's views, we can control the effects of the causes that...
You know, you'll have to call back maybe tomorrow and talk about this a little bit more detail, because I don't know if I quite understand, because the Free State Project has, from what I understand, different factions. It's not just a political movement, as you suggested. It's also, there are also a number of Free Staters that are apolitical, and they're working in the marketplace for change. I don't know if those were the factions you were talking about, and that's why I'm unclear. So call us back tomorrow. We'll talk about it more. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.